welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Now go over to the fifth chapter of Mark's Gospel. Can you do that real quick? Look at verse number 24. When Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides so as almost to suffocate him. And the 25th verse says, and there's a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and she had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had. So basically, what was she? She was destitute and she was broke financially, all right? But that doesn't matter to Jesus, glory to God. And was no better, but grew what? Say worse. See, you and I have a choice in life that when situations and trials come our way, we can say things are getting worse, or we can see things by faith and say it's already turned around and they're getting better. That's how this thing works. You don't go by what you see with your natural eye. You go by what the Word says. It's not getting worse, it's getting better. Can we go a little further? Listen now. She grew worse. This is a point of no return. She could have said, no one's been able to help me. I doubt whether this traveling preacher can help me. But she made a decision. You and I have got to make a decision. When things get worse, the reports from everyone are bad. This is going to happen, and this is going to happen. If you and I are carrying a burden, it's because we choose to do it. Give and cast all your cares. Say all. The Bible doesn't say give them a couple. Sometimes we give them a couple because we don't think God can handle it because we can't. We're not God. God can handle everything and anything. He's already done it when he gave us his son Christ. He'll take every burden, say, cast all. The Bible says he healed them all. I'm not in the group of people that says, well, he healed a few. That's why this person didn't get healed. I want to be around people that have like faith. Listen to what begins to happen. There's a point of no return in any and every trial and situation that comes your way and my way. There's a point of no return. When you see things are getting worse, don't say out of your mouth, what am I going to do? Know what to do. The woman in 2 Kings, if you don't mind, the Bible says that she didn't know what to do. She was in need of money. And the first thing that happens is, I'm going to look for the prophet. I'm looking for Elisha. Why? When you listen, say this with me now. When you don't know what to do, have you ever been there? You must know where to go. The woman went to the prophet. Going to the prophet in Old Testament times was the same as you and I going to the Word of God today. No different. She went to the place where she could find the answer. She could have gotten worse in the problem and the dilemma by getting further into debt, but she came to a point of no return where she invites the prophet in. And he makes an interesting statement. He said, what's in your house? And what does she say? Now listen. She says, nothing, but, she's getting from the worst and she's going, oh, wait a minute, I just called the prophet in. I just called the Holy Ghost in. I just called God. I just called the Word into my life. Then all of a sudden, there seems to be a little bit of a turn from worse, but a jar with a little oil in it. See, all you need is a little and God in it and everything changes around. How many of you know the name of Jesus? How many of you know what the name of Jesus means? We could go on forever. When you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, you've got to know who to call on. When you don't have an answer, when you can't get a scripture verse out of your mouth, it seems like nothing's going to work in this difficult trial or situation, always remember, I got a little bit of Earl inside of me. I got a little bit of the Holy Ghost. I got a little bit of the Word. I got that Sunday school lesson I learned when I was a kid. I remember this and begin to draw to, and then begin to say it out of your mouth by faith. What happens if you say it, nothing happens? I mean, if you had a prescription from your doctor for something, ever notice on the prescription bottle, or say it, take it for all 10 days, even if you feel better after the second day, why? You've got to build up your system to fight off what's attacking you. You just don't take this and say, oh, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and close it up and don't look at it again. You got to say the Word. You've got to confess the Word. You've got to begin to praise. Remember we said praise Tuesday night means to brag on. How many of you could brag on Jesus right now? All right, then right where you're sitting, start bragging on Jesus. Go ahead. Start bragging on him. Start saying things out of your mouth. Brag on him. Thank you, Jesus, for my help. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my pastor that doesn't like. Go ahead. Keep bragging on him. If you woke up this morning, that's something to brag on Jesus about. He's given you and I another day, another opportunity. If you've got a child, you've got a husband, you've got a wife, you've got a mom and a dad in their life, start praising him. Thank you, Jesus, for my earthly family. Thank you for my family here at Harvest. Just be, go ahead, keep going, keep going, keep praising him. That's all, just keep praising on him. Keep going, keep praising him. Come on, keep thanking him. Tell him how much you love him. Keep going, keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm at a point of no return. There's no hope for me. My wife says that sometimes. There's no hope for me. It's too late. I'm already sold out for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to stay firm on the word of God. You say it boldly out of your mouth. And don't just praise him when things aren't going well. Brag on him when everything's just fine. Say point of no return. Point of no return. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. The Bible talks about Elijah was looking for somebody to take his place. He was looking for somebody, and he found Elisha, all right? And where did he find him? Plowing a field, and there were six other teams in front of him plowing. Elijah said, you're God's choice to take my place. And then Elisha says, well, let me go back and settle affairs at home with my parents, because the eldest son was always responsible for taking care of mom and dad. He goes back home. Now listen to me. He sells his oxen. He burns the yoke made out of hardwood like oak. He cut and killed the animals. He sold everything, so there was no chance of him going back. It was a point of no return for him. Everything that brought him success, his financial stability, he gave it all up when he burned his equipment and killed those animals. See, are we at a point in our lives of no return when it comes to our relationship with Jesus Christ? How many of you know what I'm talking about? There's got to come to a place where we only turn to him in the good times, and when things don't look like they're going well and it seems like things are getting worse, I'm still going to turn to Jesus. I'm still going to turn to the one who saved me. I'm still going to turn to the one who's healed me. I'm still going to turn to one who has every answer for life. Isn't that wonderful? In the name of Jesus is every answer for life. Every answer has already been fulfilled in him. My. Let's go back to our story. Can we do that? What happened? Say she grew worse. 27. She had heard. See, right now a change was beginning to take place. Say she heard something. So she heard something that could get her out of the getting worse. And when she started hearing this thing over and over again, she had to make a decision. She had to make a choice. She heard the reports concerning who?
Jesus.
All the reports of all the other people would have been worthless. You know that little thing that says, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's couldn't put, well, I wouldn't want a horse putting me together anyway. But if they asked the king to, he would have. She heard about the king. Say she heard about the king. Now here's the turning point. She heard reports. She had gotten worse, but she came to a point like Elijah of no return where she made a decision to seek out Jesus. When trials and tribulations and difficult times come your way and my way, we've got to make a decision right then and there. I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose the Word. I'm going to choose what I heard about Jesus, and I'm going to begin to thank him already for what I don't see. That's how Philippians 4, 6, and 7 works. Make a request known unto God. Don't worry about a thing. Make them known unto God. And then start praising him in the midst of bad news. Start praising him when things aren't going well. And I'm telling you, you will begin to turn around a dead situation, a situation that looks hopeless, something that has no life to it, because Jesus didn't just die on the cross. He's in the resurrection business. And he rose from the dead. Now, how did he get from a place of being dead to a place of being alive? The Bible said the same Spirit. Which one's that? The Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead is now in Jerusalem. Where's the Holy Spirit? Now, if the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, then when dead situations come your way and my way, when it seems like all hope is lost, we speak Jesus, we speak the Word, and we see what was dead and hopeless and never going to work again come right back to life. But what happens is, if we doubt and we start talking like doubt instead of like faith, it's never going to work. This woman could have doubted. Listen, if somebody said they were going to help you for 12 years and you wind up spending all of your money and nothing is better, you know what the Bible says? It got worse. No offense to any one person or group of people, but it got worse. But then she felt something. Wait a minute. If Jesus that I've heard about can do this, and they're just ordinary people like me, rich and poor, man, woman, child, he raised a little girl from the dead. I feel like dying. I wonder, she said, say that, she heard. All you've got to do is hear one scripture verse out of this book and begin to say it over and over again, and I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Every day I face these kind of things, and every day I do the same thing, and now my wife does. We say what the Word says. Say what the Word says. Say what the Word says. Say what the, well, what if you don't see any change? I said, say what the Word says. I don't let that phrase get into my vocabulary. But what if it does? No, it already has changed, and the words keep coming, and you keep saying what the Word says, and there's a battleground going on like this, and it seems like nobody's winning. Jesus already won at Calvary. Jesus already took care of it at Calvary. He's already done it. So you talk like God talks. Hallelujah. You know the expression, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind? That's not always a good thing. But when the piece of your mind is the Word of God, give it to Him. Spit it out of your mouth. I'm going to live and not die. That comes when it comes out of our mouth. 27, she heard the reports concerning Jesus. See, that was it. That's the turning point. She heard, and what did she do? She took action on what she heard. She could have stayed at the place of getting worse. I still hear the words of my professor in college. What do you mean you're going to go to the Northeast and start a church? And here's what he said. This was the old phrase back then. Don't you know that's the graveyard of preachers? I never forget it. That's what they used to say to him. Don't go to the Northeast. Go down south because you'll have a big church real quick. But God called us to the Northeast. We're still here. And I remember what I told him. He didn't like me. Well, if Jesus raised the dead, I'm going to a good place. We're going to raise the dead with the gospel. And guess what? We're raising the dead not only here, but around the globe. My gosh, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, praise me. Start bragging on me. Because that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to do even greater things. My God, I'm going to do greater and greater. My God, have mercy. See, it's too late for me. I heard about Jesus. I heard about Jesus. There's no turning around. There's no going back. I heard about Jesus, and I'm sold out on Him. Oh, glory to God.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.